I'm Austin.
I'm Kenny.
And this is...
Today's movie is Nicole. Nicole is a 2019 comedy horror film directed by James Schroeder, starring Tamika Shannon, Stephen Wesley Green, and Kashan Busey. How about a plot synopsis?
All right, let's get into that. Plot synopsis. So, there's a woman who clearly has gone through a bit of trauma, has a bit of a drinking problem, she eventually goes on a date with a guy who tries to roofie her, which it doesn't work. They go back to her place. She makes him dinner, and it gets to the point where he tries to still get what he wants, and he ends up killing him. And then has this really odd, like, self-reflection type thing happen, and then... poof, everything is good the next day, and I don't know, it solved her problem, I guess, whatever problem she was having, and then, but then we kind of see the body pop up at the end, so we don't really know where it goes after that, but, so kind of follows the story of a woman who went on a really bad date, who was already having a bad time, and it really didn't get any better for, her date, at least.
The like single line description on all of the services, which you can watch this free on Prime Video, and it's on a bunch of services, is the story of a first date gone wrong, which kind of undersells it, I think, because it goes really wrong. Like, The first date goes wrong when he starts to try to rape her. Like, that's as far as, like, the description covers. And then when it turns into murder and body disposal, that's a bit further than a date gone wrong.
I think most people, when they're like, a date gone wrong, they're like, oh, he tried to kiss me. Not like, I murdered him.
Which
chopped him up.
I guess they don't. The poster
is dead
her.
Body.
She's holding a bloody axe and like smiling and stuff. So it's not.
It gives
what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think right off the bat, you know, like someone gonna die.
Yeah. Well, and there's this. So some of it is in black and white. Most of it's in black and white, and some of it is in color. And there seems to maybe be a like. The color parts are her imagining things when things suck, and the black and white is real. Because her parents are dead, right? That's, she goes to the gravestones a bunch of times. That's
right.
Her parents. It must be. And we see them in the color parts.
Right. I think the color, for what I got from it, was the black and white was the bottom where, you know, she's drinking, she's not in a good place, and the color, whether or not she's imagining something, like her parents obviously sitting there having dinner with her, she's in a happy place, so it's in color, which is how we come in the end of the film, where everything's back in color and she's interacting with the people in the office differently. So I don't think it's so much of like,
but
it wasn't,
but the guy
actually
she,
happening. I think it,
but the guy she murdered is cooking dinner at the end.
Right.
So, like, that can't be real unless she imagined the... like, one of them has to be imagined. Because either she murdered... but it's weird because in the black and white, if that's real, then she's also imagining that he's still talking to her after, like, his head is separated and stuff.
No,
so.
I think it just shows, like, it's a blend of both where... because in the end, the part at the pier where they show, like, one of the body parts coming up, that was in color, right?
Was it? I'm not sure. It might have been black and white still. I think that's probably the answer, isn't it? If that if that's in black and white or color, that's what's real. I'll check it while we talk. But also, there seems to be fairly heavy implication that maybe she murdered her parents. Because
that's, honestly, that was my that oh, sorry that was like, my first thing was I thought she murdered the parents because the way they show up,
I think she must have because she's we see them and then they aren't actually there, or we do see them at the birthday party or whatever, and there's heavy like knife focus, and then when she's stabbing the guy at first, when she's first killing him, there's a bunch of cuts to pictures of her parents, like timed with the knife hits, so
it
seems implied.
It's black and white at the
it is. Oh, I was trying to get it up. Okay, all the paddle boats and everything.
So, you know, because that was my initial thing was that the difference of the black and white to color is showing us like the moment of more of the, I guess, the reality at the time and when she's drinking. The only part that does kind of throw me off is in the end there where the color when she's with the, you know, with the people in the office, that seems like the normal reaction, like the normal interaction, and she's like happier and chipper. And but then when we see the black and white come back up again with the body coming up, it kind of... So what I think is it's showing like basically two of her emotions, where the color is when she's happy, but yeah, it's not necessarily everything, you know. So you have the like, the mix,
because she did actually
like, almost
sit
like hallucinations
there.
Come in.
She went there. She was sitting there eating dinner. She did have that food. We see her scrape it off. It's just her parents weren't actually there.
Right, so and I think, but
she's only
in a
imagining
better,
pieces of it.
Yeah, so I think like she's maybe in a better place, even though it's she's like hallucinating or she's imagining those things. But the black and white is kind of the reality of the situation and the unclouded part of it. So, which is why I think we start off in black and white, and then that's when you see the color with the family. So I think it establishes off the bat that
because we see like, the like 8mm film of her as a kid, so that she was still happy then,
right? So I think the color shows us that's when she's happy, but then the black and white is kind of like here's the depression side and more of the reality. So when she's on that like kind of happy high in the office where she's like nice to the nice guy who was trying to ask her out and all that, I think that's showing that, but she's also in that place of, you know, a little mixed reality. And it does, I think it's another one of these films that, because it was written, directed, and edited by the same person, I think there might be some character development and some minor details that is known to the person who created it, but kind of gets lost on the viewer. As far as being clear on what got her to where she was, because like I'm assuming, you know, her parents died. Somehow she became, you know, an alcoholic and drinks pretty heavily.
Yeah, and you said a bit of a drinking problem at the beginning.
Right.
That undersells it also. She like wakes up and chugs vodka, so.
Yeah, and my only thing is we don't really know how we got there, and.
No, it's heavily implied it has something to do with the parents, but we don't know
for sure, because
happens.
That's the first thing we see is she's out running, there's like the gravestone, so, and then when we get introduced to the parents, I mean, my first thought when it was in color and she was at the dinner table, I was like, okay, the parents are dead. Like, I instantly was like, okay, that's where we're going at, which was confirmed when, you know, when they did the, you know, the more the wide shot with the plates still there and nobody sitting there.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering is what caused the trauma, because the kind of like psychosis she's going through with talking to the dead body, it seems like at first I'm saying, okay, she killed the parents. But then why would, there was nothing given to us on why she would, because everything with them was happy.
Except in the 8mm film at Christmas, the dad is sitting off to the side and he takes a drink from a flask, which I thought at the time was like, oh, why is he drinking from a flask at home? It seems like you're at home, like flasks are for traveling around, but it's still showing him drinking. And so maybe, I mean, it could just be that it's hinting that alcoholism is a thing that runs in the family, but maybe the dad right. did something while he was drunk, and this isn't the first time she defended herself from someone.
The only thing, though, that makes me believe she didn't kill the parents is the fact that she went and searched on the internet how to get rid of a dead body.
Yeah,
because you really wouldn't have done that if you've already been there before and you had it down, like you know what to do. I don't think you'd really search that.
Well, it seems like she was probably a kid, though. So maybe like something happened, but then she wasn't. There was a weird thing where I can't remember what it was now, but there was something that made me think that there was a fire. And I can't remember what it was now, but there was something that seemed like there was an implication that something with fire happened to the parents.
Well, and I noticed with the parents, when everything was black and white, there seemed to be like kind of random sad faces. You know, like it was happy, happy, but then like in black and white, there was like everybody was sad, you know, like other people. Like,
yeah.
Remember in the office and stuff? Like,
yeah, people kind of creep by and give her bad looks, and we don't really know why, because she doesn't seem to... But maybe that's, like, her perception within her depression of what is going on. Because, like, the nice guy is nice to her. And even the, like, neighbor the guy, that we meet later is seemingly not a bad guy. We don't know much about him, but he seems like he's kind of neighborly, and he's not just, like... out to get in her pants or anything. So it seems like she's got these, she doesn't perceive people the way that they actually are. She's really pushing away the nice guy in the office, even though he's being really nice. And she's got this date with this guy she doesn't know, but there's this nice guy right here. And she just like puts her earphone back in and is like not listening to him anymore. So
yeah, like she was like, it wasn't even just like dismissive. Like she was like overtly rude to the guy. And so I'm wondering if it's like, is the alcohol, is the black and white from the alcohol?
Oh,
you know,
maybe,
like the black
and
white is showing that that's when she's under that influence. So when she's not, everything's in color, because we keep seeing her pull out the flask. So assumably she's inebriated through most of the film.
Most of the day at the office, especially because we see her just go to the bathroom and drink. So,
right. So you have her on alcohol and her not, and maybe the black and white to color is showing us kind of the two sides of her. Because when she's rude to the guy at the office, but when everything's in color, like completely opposite.
Yeah.
Because that first guy that popped up, like, why would you turn him? There's no reason to turn him down. So it leads me to believe you went with the Tinder guy because she's kind of like self-destructive.
Yeah.
When she's drinking. So she's pushing away the good, pulling in the bad. So I think that has a lot to do with it, because at first I'm like, it was jarring where she's just all happy, but I guess that kind of makes sense if you're a different person when you're under the influence. So it's showing it in a more abrupt way.
It's weird to be happy when you just murdered and chopped up a guy, but
right. But if you know, but we already were introduced that she's got something going on because she's talking to the dead body, and so I'm not surprised that maybe she's happy and she feels like maybe vindicated, but. What I'm trying to find is what caused the need for like that, like vindication, or what was the initial thing? Like, we don't know what really made her sad. We get that we lost the parents, but because she Googled not Google. She wasn't on Google. And what was she on?
It was this like big text like front page that said the Tor browser. And so,
because I know it wasn't Google, it's hard not, it's just because it's so popular, it's hard not to say it. But
yeah,
when she did her web search, when she did her web search, it led me to believe this is the first time it's gone this far. So I want to know what caused the trauma. Like, how did the parents die? Because I was thinking the whole time that I was digging way deeper. I was thinking that this Tinder guy, because we were introduced that he was a cop. But I was thinking that this guy had something to do with the parents' death.
Did we know that before she did?
Yes.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Oh.
Because they showed a shot of him in a police uniform.
Oh, yeah. Because I know we saw him on the other date, so we knew he was...
like, sleazy.
Yeah. I don't know that I guess he tells her that they slept together, but he just says she was... We don't know that he's, like, a roofie kind of guy. But
it was kind of implied because she's like, what happened? And he's like, oh, yeah, you drank a lot. Like, so I already was like, all right, so he's this. They did lay it on very heavy.
We knew this guy was bad. Not safe. Yeah.
Yeah, there was no like build up to that. You know, it was very much like right off the bat. OK, you need to hate this guy. And
yeah, which I guess is to make it so we're OK with him getting chopped up later.
Right.
We don't want to be on his side at all because bad things are coming for him. And yeah. I guess we're supposed to laugh at all of their hijinks while he's dead, but talking and
going
to the hardware store.
I think it was
looking very obviously like a murderer.
Yeah. I think it was on IMDb. It says
comedy horror.
Use the word comedy.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be
I don't really believe that. I can see where they were trying to derive comedy from in with her talking to it, but I think that really just kind of is more of like the off-putting, weird, she's crazy type thing, not so much of a comedy, because like,
yeah, well, it's kind of the
it didn't have that feel anywhere else, and it's kind of hard that late into the movie to be like, surprise, you're supposed to laugh here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, because it's really serious for most of it. She's just like, we're watching her drink. We're watching her, like, not have
attempted rape.
It turns into a con. And I guess, I don't know. There's such a thing that's happened in film and TV in the last 15 years or so that, like, you can kind of point at things like Breaking Bad, where, like, there's the. You know, I think it's like, what is it, like the third episode or something where they have to dispose of the body and like with the acid and like he melts the bathtub and then it's all everywhere. And you're supposed to have a kind of like nervous, like uncomfortable, like you have to laugh because it hurts so much kind of thing. And that's bled in so much into everything that there is this like, look how uncomfortable this is. You have to laugh at it. And that never really works on me in particular. It doesn't work in Breaking Bad for me either, even though I recognize this was supposed to happen. But it just feels like it does feel like a tone shift in like a really nosebleed kind of like suddenly comedy, like way deep into the film. And it is odd.
Yeah, because it wasn't even subtly introduced anywhere else. So that's why I didn't. You know, look at any reviews before watching it, but then seeing it kind of build as like a horror comedy, I was like, man, if I would have read that before watching it,
would you have been more upset?
I would be like, what? I don't understand. Yeah, so like, I can see at the now I can see what they were trying to derive the comedy from, but I don't agree that it should be in the description.
It didn't succeed as comedy
because it didn't even look at like comedy. It seemed more of like just showing how crazy. Or like how off the deep end she had gotten, which again, I still want to know what pushed her there, which again, I think that's one of those things that maybe because the writer, director, the person who is kind of controlling every aspect of
they're
the production,
inside the story. It's the,
are the character, like they know that character. It's their character. So they know where that character was born. They know every detail that didn't make it on screen, but you have to remember that as the viewer, we don't see what's not on screen. We don't see the edit. We don't see your character development. So it's, I, I would like to know how she got there. And so the thing, so I was thinking, like I said, I was thinking way deeper. I was thinking, okay, this is like a revenge type thing where this guy had something to do with her parents' killing. And then when we were revealed that he was a cop, I was thinking, okay, maybe it was like a car accident that the cop caused, but because he's a cop, he got off on it, like, uh-huh, without any consequence. So, you know, I was digging deep as far as, like, because I'm thinking, okay, how is it going to be, you know, how am I going to be, like, revealed in the end, like, oh, snap, she, you know, this was all planned.
You're going the psychological thriller direction, and they weren't, so.
Right, right. Which, you know, that's not like a necessarily a negative thing. That's just kind of where I thought it was going.
Yeah, you know, well, because it does feel, you know, like there is a missing element. That we, I mean, I guess, you know, it's not like we need to know everything necessarily. Like, implied trauma, right, is implied, could be enough, I suppose. But it's like, you know, not everybody has it in them to, like, murder a guy and then chop him up. So, like,
that's why I was thinking there needed to be more motivation to it other than, like, he tried to roofie her. And but it seemed like she was hip to his game, though. That was the thing. Because she went to the bathroom, came back, and was like,
"And she didn't
I don't
drink
want
the
anymore.
Drink, yeah." So,
so it's like it.
But
it
then
kept
she takes him home
me,
anyway,
like, right? So, and that's what I mean. Like, it kept feeling to me like, okay, she's pretending this is the first time they met, but she, like, knows this guy. Like, I expected there to be like a shrine in a bedroom somewhere,
yeah,
of this guy, and then so it reveals that it was all planned.
Yeah,
that's why I'm like, okay, she's taking him to the house, but why would you? Like, it's clear what he wants. Like, it's not even, like, negotiable as far as what he's trying to do. And you already clearly had...
It's not what she wants.
...suspicion of the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had suspicion that the drink was...
Well, and she makes such a point when they go to the other bar and she orders the same drink. She makes a big show of enjoying it and saying how good it is. And so it seems like she's like, yeah, I actually did want a dirty martini. I just didn't want that one because I was suspicious. So she's really shoving it at him that she's drinking this one, but she wouldn't drink the other one, even though it's the same drink.
Well, even when the bartender took the first one away, she's like, "You look worried."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
It seems like she suspects, but...
So the whole time I'm like, all right, she knew what was happening here.
Now, maybe it's just she's already had so much to drink by then that she's just making bad decisions. Or not thinking ahead,
yeah,
but I don't know.
It seemed to me she was intentionally throwing him off. I'm like, yeah, sure, we can come back. I'll make you dinner. Like, and then she's like, oh, I'm making spaghetti. Like, it was like, it seemed very like she was orchestrating the whole plan. And
yeah,
then I was expecting, when he came, like, I was expecting her to roofie him. Really, like, honestly, I was expecting it. So
yeah,
when he came out of the bathroom, like, stumbling,
yeah, well,
I was
they mirror the scene because she goes to the bathroom and he puts the roofie in, and then they go to the next bar and he says the same thing that she said. He says, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And they kind of look at each other and it seems like a very deliberate mirroring of the other scene, but then it doesn't come to anything. So it is odd.
Yeah, and then when they were in the house, I was thinking, okay, she drugged his wine or something. And
yeah.
Because he was like, oh, this is really good
this
wine.
This is really good,
like,
wine,
I'm thinking, okay.
Like, it was a really good martini, you know? So it's another mirroring that's not... It doesn't.
And then he came stumbling out of the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, well, we didn't see that he got roofied, but I'm, like, assuming he did. But then, like, he tries to come on to her. And
yeah,
it was really
so I guess
because...
it was him just trying to get her close to him, I guess, so that he could... grab a hold of, I don't know, he's a big guy,
and then when
though
that
he could just grab her and rape her, it wouldn't be a big deal for him.
Yeah,
he doesn't need all of this.
Well, and then also
subterfuge.
A part I forgot, she put that knife in her purse in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, we see it. She seems like she, before the date even, she carries
that's
it around
what,
all
that,
the time.
That was why, that was what another thing that led me to believe that, like, this was all orchestrated and, like, she knows who this guy is. And I was waiting to see the connection, and it never happened. So.
And she, like, pulls it out of its holster and checks it and puts it back. Like, it's a big, like, focus moment on it. And so
well, and then the knife was a big focus through a lot of it when she was a child.
Yeah.
And they were cutting the cake.
It's the most violent, upsetting cake slicing ever.
Yeah, and they made it a really point to see that knife. And then when she got home and she was chopping the stuff for the spaghetti, again,
more knives.
The knife was a focal point. So, which wasn't the knife she used to kill him.
No.
But there was like a fillet knife in a sheath.
Because they're at home, it doesn't even make sense. Like, the knife in the purse isn't even necessary because the kitchen is right there, so... She doesn't need a portable knife. She has knives handy because they're at her. But I guess maybe that wasn't the plan, but there doesn't seem to have been a plan. So it's weird. The knife on the mantelpiece in the handbag is a weird, like, it does come back, but it's weird to establish it that way in the first place if she doesn't know where it's going. Like, your revenge idea does make it make sense. Maybe, like, there are other pieces of it that would have to be there too, because they're about the same age. It seems like it would be weird if he was already a cop when her parents were killed when she was a kid, but I don't know.
We don't know when they died either.
No, but we see them in the
week ago,
in the,
you know,
like,
I mean?
hallucinations. They look kind of the same age as they do in the 8mm stuff when she's like 10, so it kind of seemed like they were meant to be the age when she was a kid, but maybe that's just we didn't do the makeup to make them look different ages. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because she clearly had a well-established life, a nice place, good job. So I think she had already gotten somewhere before the downfall. So I don't think the trauma was from when she was a kid.
Yeah, because she says she taught herself to do IT and. Yeah. It doesn't seem like she didn't do that while chugging vodka.
I really wonder if there was some sort of, like, plan that we're supposed to infer, and maybe it was just kind of lost in translation, because without it being planned, it kind of doesn't have a storyline. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, there's more like this happened. But there's not really a story.
Yeah, I mean, if it is
like you're telling me of an event
gone wrong, then I guess that's what happened.
But. Right, you're just telling. Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, there's so many more other subtle things that it has to be deeper than that. And I'm thinking maybe it's one of those, like, maybe it was intended to. You're supposed to think about it, and maybe I'm digging too deep into it. I don't know.
I mean, there are a lot of little elements that are planted, though, so it seems like there's meant to be a depth. I don't know, it's not unjustified that you're looking for depth, I don't think.
Yeah, and like, why you show me the knife a lot, she leaves with the knife already, so that kind of shows intent to me.
Yeah, either intent, or if it is supposed to be previous trauma that she, like, feels the need to carry some protection, then, like, that could be part of it too. But we just, like, dad drinks at home isn't necessarily, that doesn't mean that it went bad, because lots of people drink at home. It doesn't mean that, like, they rape their daughters or anything. So, like, that is the only element that's there that seems connective at all. And it's the only element of the color thing that seems like maybe it's not supposed to be happy, except that it's the most upsetting cake slicing ever. But even at that point, like, she's like 10 years old or whatever. There hasn't been, like, are we supposed to imply that she has, like, murder in her from, like, then, and that it was just, she was waiting for an opportunity? Like, that's not established really, but it's weird that it's like she's murdering that cake. And also, who slices their own cake as a kid? Like, I never did that. Like, it's weird.
Thinking back to that first interaction in the office with, like, the nice guy, where I was saying, you know, she was black and white, she was in that low point, so she was just treating him terribly. And but then she was mean to him at the beginning of the day, but then, like, right before she left the office, she gives him cookies and are like, I made these for you. So I was just like, wait, what was that? Because all of a sudden, now, before, she was like headphones in the ear like, walk away from me.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she's like, I made these for you. Like, why were you mean and didn't give those to him? It was just, I didn't quite get that. That's why I'm saying, like, there's all these little nuggets that I'm like,
yeah. I mean, there's something deeper here. She's supposed to be a conflicted character or something, but
like maybe the alcohol wore off and she's like, oh, look, we're nice again.
I mean, was that part in color? I don't remember. I don't think it was, but I mean, she might have just been right on the edge.
You know, that's the kind of thing that makes me, maybe it just shows her going back and forth type.
Yeah.
Because she had to have made, if she actually made those for him, then she would have had to make them for him, presumably at a time where she was feeling happy about him. So I don't know. It was just kind
of. Yeah. So she did kind of like him, I guess. Because she does think about him, because she imagines him in color in the second bar when the guy goes to the bathroom. No, that part is color. When the nice guy sits down at the bar.
No, I'm saying when she gave him the cookies, it was in black and white.
So she is thinking about him. She does seem to have something for him because she imagines him during the Tinder date. But she has this kind of like wistful, like, yeah, but he's not actually here look. And then it's like the hallucination is dissipated by the guy coming back from the bathroom. So it's, I guess maybe it is just supposed to be she has conflict, but
yeah,
I don't know.
But like part of me wants to like dig deeper because like all these little nuggets like that are telling me like, okay, there's something else. But I mean, or is this just trying to be all scattered intentionally to show us she's crazy? Or is it another, like I said, with a symptom of having somebody who's in all aspects of production, maybe you left out some details that you don't realize you left out?
Yeah. Well, and I wonder,
or like,
if is
enough
this,
for us to connect it.
This is an hour and 15 minutes. It's very short. So I wonder if this is like everything that they shot and this is as much as they could make because it's a small budget film, or if there is more that we didn't see. Because we had that in White Lie also. We discovered even just stuff that they used in the trailer that isn't in the film that was at least partly helpful in explaining things that we didn't see. I wonder if there's more.
If this was like an hour and a half and they used that other 15 minutes to connect some of the dots, or I mean, honestly, at the end, they could have literally shown like, you know, a police report of an accident with the guy's name on it. And then we could have just inferred everything. Okay, he had something to do with her death and it was like all revenge. Like there was easy ways to connect it if they wanted to go that route. But so I'm just a little conflicted, you know, as this character is conflicted. I'm a little conflicted on what the direction of the story, like what I was supposed to get out of it. Like what was the story that they were trying to tell? Because I think it wasn't entirely clear. And I mean, and which, you know, ends up being a lot of times the product of being a lower budget and having, you know, director, writer, editor, you know, you kind of get things like that.
Well, and even having it be an early film in your career too, where you just don't have, you might not see the things that you need to do to make it connect the way that you might if you've made a few films.
And it's, you know, it was clearly low budget, so I'm not going to judge it based on like the visual effects or anything, because I mean,
no, and most of that was fine. Like even the,
yeah,
like,
I mean the when they were chopping the body up, there was where like the wrist was bending, you could tell that, you know, the arm was extra long where it was, I mean, little things like that, but that's
it,
not,
it was okay.
I don't see that. Yeah, I don't see that as like a negative because it is a lower budget. I don't expect you to have, you know, Saw level, you know, gore accuracy, you know. So, but I'm just saying it. So that does show me that it was low budget, which which I want to give it kind of the benefit of the doubt in that aspect. And if it's one of the earlier full length movies that this guy is doing, like, I get it, but I just, I'd like to have a little more context so I can see whether, you know, because I have so many directions on where I think it was trying to go. And I kind of just wish it wrapped it up a little better for that type of speculation, where I'm not sitting here wondering, where it was more clear what they were trying to say. Because even at the end, I still wasn't quite sure. I'm like, wait, is she just crazy? Or was it like a revenge thing? You know what I mean? I'm still not 100% clear on it, because there were so many other of those little featured spots where they basically put a spotlight on things and they were like, ooh, remember this. This is going to come back later. Ooh, look at this. You know what I mean? Like, it was very, or the calling back to the roofie thing where, you know, where they had pretty much the same dialogue, but it was flipped.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of things like that that I'm just wondering what the whole, like, what the real spine of the movie was. I remember. Yeah, I was one of the notes I wrote early on was like the black and white shows like her sadness mood. So it's like the color, whether or not it's based in reality, because we have the parents in there.
Yeah.
I think that part's clear, that the black and white is showing the one of the two sides of her. But I'm just trying to flesh out more of her motivation, I guess, for getting there and then pushing it as far as she did. Because it did seem random, you know, as far as, but she had the knife, but the same knife she killed him was the same knife she had in the beginning. So then I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's just kind of, it's a little all over the place. And I'm not sure where to put the peg.
Yeah. There's too many things on the mantelpiece, and we don't know really what any of them were for in a
yeah, I mean,
totally
clear way. We knew she was going to kill him. That's kind of made obvious by the picture, and, you know, she's got blood all over. So, like, we kind of knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
That wasn't really surprising, but my question was this guy responsible for her parents' death? Because it seemed like she almost had a freeing experience after he was dead.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they talked a little bit, but
just the second time she's killed someone, that doesn't seem like that has that effect. So,
right. So it seems more like a revenge thing, but then you would think that would have came up in the routine of her talking to the severed head and stuff, that be like, this is what you get, bitch. You know, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was no mention of, there was nothing that they talked about that gave us any more clue into her mindset. It was all just kind of like stuff in the moment, like, oh, you want some more wine, or this hurts, or man, why'd you cut this off? You know what I mean? It was more like just filler, not so much anything that led us any further into her mindset or the or how we got there. And you know, it's, and the thing is, they tried to do, I mean, they did a lot for, I guess, what you can call, not sped up, accelerated character development is a term I would apply to this film, because all of the characters, they tried to, like, establish very quickly. So maybe that was a thing where maybe the minute, the hour 15 was all they had, because they had to show us really quick that she was an alcoholic. They had to show us really quick that this dude was,
yeah, this dude's
not
a rapist,
a good person.
She's an alcoholic. Dead parents,
I mean,
are dead.
And then I mean, literally, his mom calls him and is like, "Hi, are you single? When are you gonna settle down?" Like, it was just very, there was no lead up. It was just like, let's establish the bullet points within 30 seconds and move on.
Yeah.
So it seems like the character development seemed rushed, but then there's stuff like that's missing.
I mean,
the cop is also not a good guy, because, like, he's sitting there doing coke. Like,
yeah, oh,
clearly.
He does a lot of cocaine. He does a lot. Like, we see him, like, with like four lines on the table when he's on the phone with his mom, or no, with her. I think, is it with her when he calls about the date later?
Yeah.
And then he's just doing it in the. He can't even, like, he can't even make it all the way through the date without stopping two or three times to do some more in the bathroom. And so
I thought,
but what about that? They both have a substance problem. It's a different one. And like he tells her like his vice is sex, which, you know, he's a rapist, I guess. But also his vice is cocaine. So they both have, he has cocaine, she has alcohol. There's a lot of, it seems like there's a parallel thing maybe intended, but I'm not sure what the end of it is.
Yeah. And because, and the other thing that I was kind of thinking, because, you know, whether she was going to try to roofie him, like I thought she knew his game. Like she seemed very much like aware of him in general and his game that he was playing. Because, like, she just started chugging her drink in front of him. She wasn't even trying to, like, hide, like, that she was an alcoholic. She's chugging her drink and ordering lots of drinks, like, back to back. So I was thinking, like, is she trying to drink him under the table? Like, clearly she can handle the alcohol because she drinks so much. Like, is she trying to, like, in, like, you know, if she doesn't have the date rape drug, is she going to, like, drink so much that she can handle it, but he's going to go under and then she could murder him? You know?
But
I
why?
Was thinking that too. Like,
if
oh,
he's
she,
not involved,
you know,
why murder? Like, if it ends up being defensive, which is why we're supposed to be okay with it, then, or if it's revenge, which I'm not okay with necessarily, but there is no, there's no reason to revenge on him that we're given. So,
yeah.
Because she doesn't even seem to know that, like, she's not friends with that other girl or something, right? She doesn't know that he's done this before or.
Right.
They don't tell us that.
Wasn't established. And I thought when they went to this bar, he's like, he said like twice there's going to be this band there. I thought it was going to be the band from.
Oh, the guy's band, the nice guy's
the
band.
The guy at work, yeah.
But then it isn't. It's somebody else. Which that guy, the drummer, is like the most like bored drummer ever because he's barely having to play anything. And he's just like, all right, I'll play this really slow thing that isn't difficult at all. Like he needs to find a heavier band.
Oh yeah, and
they were an all right band, I guess, for a band playing in this bar. Like they sounded okay, but I don't know if I would like seek them out. He's like, they've got a great band at this bar, and it's like, well, they're an all right band. They're fine. They do cut back to them to show them ending the show, though. Like they cut away from them sitting at the bar because they don't stay standing at the band. He's doing all this like awkward trying to touch her and she's not having it, and then they go and sit at the bar, but then at the end of the last song they cut back to the band and the guy's like good night, and then we don't see them anymore.
Yeah. And then there was another nugget again that seemed to be like pushing that there was a plan, was when she was like, when she was in the house and she's like, I'm gonna go change. She does that, like, through the double doors, lock eyes with the camera.
Yeah, she
and
does,
and then close
the
doors. Like, that tells me, like, I'm planning something. Like, I'm about to go in here, and shit's going down.
Yeah.
Like, so that was, I don't get, like, those little nuggets like that, because why else did she do that? If it didn't mean something, then why? So maybe we were just supposed to dig that deep. Maybe that's the point.
But are we digging?
Not sure.
Is there a bottom to this hole? Are we just supposed to? Or it's the,
are we like
we're
digging,
supposed to feel like it's
digging
deep?
China?
Yeah. Is it feel deep because it makes us want to dig? But is there anything like, are we going to find gold or water or oil or whatever at the bottom of this hole, or are we just going to keep digging? And I don't know.
Yeah, because I need to know why she went out with him at all and continued the date when she so clearly saw what he was doing and was hip to the game. She, you know, there's something, like, I feel like it has to be deeper like that. It has to be.
I mean, does she make,
you know,
the decision
really,
when she doesn't drink the first martini, that this guy's a rapist, I'm going to kill him now? Like, is that when it happens? And then the rest of it is just a game? Although it goes on for so long and she doesn't have to maneuver that hard to get him back home. But then also she's kind of shocked when she realizes she's killed him and then has to like internet how to get out of it. So it doesn't feel totally planned.
Yeah. In a lot of aspects it seemed planned, but then it's like she planned to a certain point. Because, I mean, she literally looked up how to get rid of a dead body.
Which I guess maybe
that's
realistic.
She's doing.
Most people probably aren't very good at planning a murder. because people aren't murderers. But
I mean, all you're doing at that point is setting up your trial for when you get caught. Oh, look, you your search history shows you looked up how to get rid of a dead body.
Yeah, well, that's why it's supposedly. But they show it for a long time, long enough for you to read that, like, the paragraph below it is the, like, Tor, like, disclaimer that, like, Tor is not the only thing you need in order to browse anonymously. And, like, it almost seems like it's setting up. She's not going to get away with this, which then they pull, like, yeah, they're fishing and, like, catch the head at the end. But she's taken all the teeth, like, out of it and stuff, which I guess is supposed to make it harder to identify, which was an element that I did appreciate, because that's not something you normally, like, that's not something I would have thought to do if I was trying to dispose of a body and not get caught. But, like, the dental records is one of the things that gets people often. So that was something
I'm curious what they used for the Foley on that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And of course she went in, like, the hoodie and sunglasses at midnight.
Yeah.
To go, like, that was the only thing that kind of, like,
yeah.
Well, again, maybe that was the them trying to do the comedy bit where, yeah, they're like, we're going to make this like a 5-year-old would imagine, you know, like a really, like, just textbook, you're going to go shop for murder supplies, so you wear a hoodie and sunglasses indoors.
Yeah.
Like, it's very on the nose with that.
Well, and, I mean, and they have the,
and she's
the,
like I'm
goth
doing your,
girl
like
that's working at the hardware store. That's like my kind of party, seems like. And but
and she's like, I'm doing yard work at midnight. And
they've closed down
the cashier.
They've closed down 2 bars in this town, but there's still an open hardware store. So.
Well, that's what I didn't understand. Like, how? I mean, I guess I live in a place where, you know, bars stay open till super late. So how did she get out of the bars where they closed down, get back there, eat dinner, murder him, and then go to a store and it's only midnight?
Like, I don't know of, like, a hardware store that's open at midnight.
I mean, granted, if you got it at, like, Walmart.
I guess so, Walmart's, but it doesn't look 24. Like a Walmart. It looks like a hardware store or, like, a Home Depot or something.
I have less of a problem with that than I do with these bars closing at, like, 10 o'clock
or
at night.
Like, 9 or who knows, the first one, because they go to the second one. I guess the first one doesn't actually close, just the kitchen closes. But then the second one, but, she's like, yeah, we're closing. Like, do you want anything else? And then they leave. And so it's pretty.
Normally that's like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Even in places where, you know, like here, there, you know, you can't buy alcohol on Sundays and, you know, all of these kinds of things. But, like, you know, the bars don't close at 10 p.m. So, I don't, and
yeah,
they're in
so that,
Georgia. I don't know what the liquor laws are in Georgia, but,
well, and then the cashier was just like a really weird cashier, which,
yeah,
I mean, maybe at midnight, that's how the cashiers are, but, yeah, like, she was like, I don't know. She, like, wanted to be part of it or something.
Yeah. She has this really, like, suicide cult feeling about her. She's really smiley about the murder supplies.
And my biggest thing, I think, my biggest thing about it was that kept coming back was that, like, I was trying to find her motivation. Even at that point, like, that was one of my later notes where I'm like, I'm still kind of looking for the motivation. So that's why I think, like, you, like, have to dig.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to get caught, right? Like, we're
no,
pretty
she
sure
has
she's
going to
get caught.
That she established her, one, going to the store, buying all the supplies. Like, the cashier's going to remember her.
And even if she doesn't, I'm sure there's cameras.
Yeah, the internet results are going to, you know, he even said, the dead body said, the Uber dropped me off here. Like,
yeah, and that, you know,
there's
records of that.
So it's like she knows, because obviously him talking to her as a dead body is herself talking to herself.
They went to 2 different. She's thinking through the problems, but then I guess she. He's a cop, so they did.
Yeah.
What did?
Well, and then
I don't know. I guess the body's in a bunch of pieces, but they're gonna. You don't even have to find the body. And that she, there's no way she got all the blood out of the carpet.
No, you just know he's dead.
I guess she rolled up the rug.
They're gonna check. Okay, here's all his social media. He was on Tinder. He was met up with her. Here's his Uber account. Here's where they were. The bartender confirms this and that.
He talked on the phone Uber. At the bars. So there's all this, like, there's plenty of evidence.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
like, so she definitely, it, she definitely got caught.
There is the end question mark element with the fishing out of the head, but, and it doesn't have the, like, even though she's in color and happy and she's talking to the nice guy, that it doesn't have the driving away in the Camaro that, at by Night's End has, that's supposed to be like, yeah, we just, it's all fine, and we're, it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like we're supposed to believe.
No, it,
she
it
got
feels
away with it.
Obvious that she got caught. But the thing is, they left all, like, they wrapped us up in that aspect. So they left all those little nuggets, like the browser history, the body saying, "Well, the Uber dropped us off here." Like, it gave us all those nuggets to then conclude. After the body popped up out of the water, we can conclude that she gets caught. So that's why I'm thinking all those other nuggets, the knife, the, you know, all that other stuff that we're trying, that I'm thinking, trying to dig deeper into how the parents died, that has to mean something, because those other nuggets meant something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's that disorganized where we were right to dig with the browser history and all the other stuff, which confirmed us with, you know, the very end, than to say that all the other nuggets don't mean anything. Like, I feel like we're just missing the body popping up out of the water for the other things. Like, we're missing that little connection that connects the cop to the parents' death or something like that. Because, and then, you know, because the thing is, there's so much, like, why would she go the route of killing him and getting rid of the body if it truly was not meant to happen? Because it was clear self-defense. He came over, came on her, was trying to rape her, and she defended herself. If she would have called the cops right after, and she did, you saw her dial 911.
Yeah.
So why didn't she call police? Because it was clear self-defense. She would have, there would have been no consequence from it. Like, the cops would have showed up. She could have freaked out and said, "Look, we came back. I tried to have him leave and he tried to rape me." It would have been, and then with his history, and there would be cocaine in his system, like, it would have been an open and shut case. I don't think there would have been any question on the validity of what she was saying. So, yeah. Why would she choose
it's easy
not to,
to
go that route?
I mean,
route?
She stabbed him a bunch, but, you know,
well,
that
crime
happens
of passion.
Sometimes. So.
If somebody's trying to rape you and you're in the moment, like, you're trying to stop it. So, I don't see that as a negative thing, but
he has spare roofies in his pocket. It's pretty clear.
Well, that's the other thing. She, like, the cops would get there and they, and then because she pulls it out of his pocket. So he had the roofies, he had the cocaine. Like, the cops would have been like, "Yeah, man."
I guess maybe she's like, "Well, he's a cop and he's still been getting away with this." So maybe she's afraid that the other police will protect him or something. But
maybe, but
it's not like, it seems like it's Atlanta or something. It's a big city. So it's not like
it is.
There's five,
I mean, all the
police in town
plate,
and
so.
They all agree with each other. So bars can stay open until 2:30 a.m. on Monday through Saturday in Georgia. So these bars close in. If it's midnight at the hardware store, the bars are still open.
Yeah. And that could have been fixed by them just saying, like,
yeah, it's like three in the morning. Yeah.
Like, they didn't have to say midnight. But anyway, the
maybe it's metaphorical midnight, not literal midnight.
But, so and then again, that was the other nugget of. Where you think it's planned, and then she stares at the camera, but then she almost dials 911. So it's like she's going through it organically, but at the same time, it seemed like it was planned. So I'm like, there's all these little things that it's like, I don't know if it knows where it wants to go.
I'm not sure. We can't piece it together. So
does it have a clear path? Like, it has to have a clear path.
Yeah,
but I think there's a couple nuggets missing, like the connecting, the last pieces of the puzzle for us to be able to make the connections to whichever storyline is supposed to be are missing.
Yeah,
and another thing, minor, but why did she have the black bags all over the windows? Like, She had they showed us. She took down the trash bags and then closed the curtains.
So the black bags are way more suspicious than closed curtains.
Well, because remember the guy that hops up on the guy she sees outside.
Oh yeah, the neighbor. Yeah,
helps her load the body. Let's not forget about that.
Yeah. So he knows he helped her carry something heavy that
and
night.
And he knows from the day before when he popped up, he tried to look in the house, he saw the trash bags on the windows.
Yeah.
There's so many. That's another one of those nuggets that shows you that not only is she going to get caught, it's going to be obvious. So that's why I'm like, there's all those other nuggets. Where's our connecting piece? Where is our connecting piece for the rest of the nugget? And because she flipped a script so easy. Once it went back to color, it was the next day.
Yeah.
And she's over. Hey, office guy.
Over the murder.
Let's go out.
And trauma of chopping up a body and disposing of it. Yeah, reset to before the previous day. Yeah. Except for the cookies, which is a weird thing that we can't explain.
And I think would have solved all of this was the cop being somehow connected to her parents' death.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would have solved a lot of the issues. And maybe we're supposed to dig that far and infer it.
But she was surprised that he was a cop, is the thing.
Right.
She opens the bag and she
pulls it out.
And
she's
cop.
Like,
and it's, yeah. she's reactive to it in a surprised way. It doesn't seem like she knew.
See what I mean? So,
Simpler than that, if we knew that the other girl from the date before was someone she knew, even that would be at least she knows that he's shady. And it still is a big leap to I'm going to murder him rather than just report him or something. But
yeah, even if there was some sort of just a call between the two and she's like, oh, I have a headache. I don't know what happened last night. And just enough to establish some sort of connection, but nothing ever established any sort of connection to what pushed her. And so that's why the whole time I'm like, okay, she killed her parents. But then I'm like, it had to have happened when they were older because she was already established, presumably. I mean, presumably you don't get to that point in life if you have that sort of crazy alcohol habit and stuff.
There's no other establishment of a grandma or something that the only family we see is the parents. So there doesn't seem to be an after the parents support.
Right. And she's young. So the parents aren't that old. So we have to assume that their death was untimely at the very least.
Yeah. We never get a clear look at the headstones from the front. So we don't see the dates. We don't know how old they were. I mean, presumably because that's somebody else's tombstones that they just shot in the cemetery. And it's not actually the parents' names, although we don't know their names. So you could have just said, well, that's their names, but
I was expecting to see the headstones and see that at least the dates of their death were the same to kind of lead more into that they died at the same time, car accident or murder or something. Again, maybe we're supposed to dig into that. And I'm kind of going to dig into that because it's the only way the rest of it makes sense. Because other than that, if you tell me there's no connection, then there was just a bunch of randomness with no reason. And this isn't rubber, so you can't get away with
there
that.
There has to be a reason.
Unless you establish that there is no reason, then there has to be a reason.
Now,
for anybody not familiar with rubber, please look that up and give it a watch.
Yeah, we won't tell you anything else except that there's no reason.
Nope. There is no reason.
So there's a picture. I was looking at the Facebook page to see if maybe there was any explanation or anything. And there's a picture from on the set of all the camera equipment and everything is there. So it seems like it's supposed to be part of something. And it's the office, the nice guy from the office, in pajama pants and no shirt and holding what seems to be, I don't know, pancakes or waffles or something with strawberries on them. And that's not something that happens in the movie, is it?
Wait, who was doing that?
The nice guy from The Office. And it looks like it's in her house. In the main girl's house. So like,
yeah, no,
we never see him in pajama pants.
I feel like
pants,
we're missing it.
So I think there must have been something else that we didn't see. There, I think maybe there are parts that we didn't see. But I don't know how that helps that he's holding pancakes or whatever. That's not, you know, there were no pancakes on the mantelpiece. Like, we're not suspicious about that.
But, like, is everybody dead? Like, did she kill all of them? Like, how far does it go?
I don't know.
There's definitely something missing. There's no way all of it, like, it has that very, like, indie vibe where there's, like, it's supposed to be deep. So there's more. There's definitely more. And I really want to know what I missed.
Yeah, that's the thing, is there's enough here that it's interesting.
Right.
But not
and
enough
I want to know.
It feels unresolved, and so it's upsetting.
Yeah, like, it's resolved in a sense of, we know she's going to get caught. Like, that was the only obvious full thought in the film, was that she's going to get caught. That's the only thing that ramped up and resolved. Everything else I'm kind of left open-ended on, am I digging too deep? Am I not digging deep enough? Like, which direction am I supposed to go? Like, it was a little too vague. And so that's why I was trying to find other reviews to see if maybe there was like something with the director who kind of explained it, because I didn't want to taint how I watched it with reading anything beforehand.
Yeah, well, and there does seem to be, like, he did a couple of interviews with places, and I haven't read those yet, so maybe he does explain a little more. Maybe he wants to tell us and explain. You know, he reached out to us to review his film, so maybe he'll tell us what we're missing. Because we're not, like, if it just sucked, then we wouldn't care that we don't understand. Like, there's enough here that we care that we just didn't, that we're missing something. And that we just, maybe it's our fault, but I don't, it's hard to tell whether it's our fault or whether there's just one missing thing that ties it all together, or I don't know. Like, it, but I do, like, I care about knowing. And so, like, that's more than we sometimes get on things that we don't understand or that have the illusion of depth, but not actual depth. Like, it does seem like there's something here, and we just can't quite get a handle on it.
Yeah, and some of the reviews I'm kind of just skimming through. I mean, there are some, like, polar opposites. There's, like, one star where people really dig into it, but then there's other ones that I feel like there's some friends here that hopped in, because
that could be.
I mean, there's one that says, nice job, writer director, calls out the, you know, James Schroeder, this is such a good film, good acting, good story, good pace, I really enjoyed the lead actress, Tamika Shannon, she was just terrific. Actually, all of the actors were terrific. I enjoyed this film from beginning to end. I never paused it. No bathroom breaks, snack breaks, etc. Way to go, all of the hardworking people that made this gem of a film possible.
Well, so, like, it's stuff like it's that an hour long. So how many bathroom breaks did you need in an hour?
It's kind of reviews like that that I'm like, that wasn't an objective review. I don't think it was. Like, you were like, congratulations, like, that was a participation trophy review if there was one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't want to just throw shade around, but yeah, things like
I mean, that shade was more at the reviewer, not so much the movie. Like, that's a shady review. Like, I don't believe that was an honest review. You know, and then this one, Nicole, is a suspense thriller with plenty of dark humor to make it interesting.
Ah, dark
don't
humor.
Agree with that?
No.
It could have been
a suspense
thriller.
I think it was the intention of dark humor, perhaps, but
it was more. We have all the dots. There's just, like, it's like a puzzle piece.
I don't know.
Where, like,
we have a lot of dots. Maybe it's not quite all. I don't know.
Well, it's like if you had a if you had a puzzle of a Christmas tree and the puzzle piece that had the star on it is missing, and then the puzzle piece of the outlet where the lights plug in is missing. And like, so we don't have the connection or the resolution, really, of a lot of things. So that was a really weird analogy. I don't know why I thought of that, but
So I was looking at the review from Film Threat, and in the last paragraph it says, with a relevant and sickly hilarious script by writer-director James Schroeder. So this we actually came across this last time. Remember how White Lie was a relevant something or other for the fake news era or something? Like there,
yeah.
There's a lot of like relevance being perceived in films, and you know, I suppose it is the Tinder element and going on bad dates and whatever. But I mean, I was gonna say I don't know how many Tinder dates end in murder, but probably not. None. And for sure a lot end up in sex people didn't really want to have. So there is like some, I mean, she does actually call him Harvey Weinstein at one point. So yeah, even just so that is like, it's, there is a like current, you know, a Me Too era of thing happening here. But it does feel like it's meant to be more than that, because there is all of the business with the parents and the drinking and it's more than just rapist gets what's coming to him.
Yeah. And it seems other people kind of have the same reaction kind of on the face as like I'm having like this. Another one on IMDb was, I was interested to watch it to the end to see what happened, and all I can say is, what just happened? Did she kill her parents? Why was she cured of her personality quirk after she killed John? Why was he such a jerk? Why is she so miserable in the first place? Like, I get depression, but what triggered it? Kudos to the process of making a film, but yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't add that. It literally says, but yeah, at the end. But yeah, now I just said it. So that was my thing. I was thinking, I get the depression, I get that, but we don't have the trigger. Presumably it's the parents' death, but it had to be how they died. I don't think them just dying would be the trigger for all of that. So there's definitely, I'm convinced that there's something we're missing. And maybe, I don't know. Then there's someone here commenting just that the lead actress is sexy, which I feel like you shouldn't base the whole film on that, but okay. You do you. but yeah, so there seems to be a lot of similar thoughts as far as how it was received. So
other people had the same thoughts that we had. So
yeah, they were a similar reception. So I think it really boils down to maybe one of the first, you know, films that he's done, and also the whole having your finger in every aspect of it. So you're the director, editor, writer. So you as the writer know everything. And then when it gets to the edit, you may cut things out that you make the connection because you know the character, but it doesn't translate well to somebody who has zero knowledge of anybody involved. So I think it's something that fell victim to that, which we do see often. But
well, we see it even in big movies sometimes where people are
thing. It can happen in bigger ones, but then even more so in like these kind of like passion project type things. Whether they get cut down for time or something like that. So I would like a little bit of closure on it to know whether I was digging deep enough or, you know, too deep or what.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're like, yeah, it literally had no substance and that was all just things we wanted to do. I don't believe it's that.
I don't like the, it's whatever you want it to be. Like, I don't like that as a I don't want to say excuse necessarily, but it seems like it's a shortcut to perceived importance, where it's like it's so deep, it's whatever like you bring to it makes it what it, and it's like, no, what did you mean? At least have, I want to know that you, even if you don't tell me everything, I want to know that you meant that it did mean something to you. And even if I get something a little different, there was at least something there as a basis. There was an intention in your mind. So
yeah,
just like pieces, like, and as things, if there's and a depth, and that's not, I don't want it to just be random pieces we can never quite piece together.
Yeah, like as if there was a title card at the end that just like said open to interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that.
Like, yeah, so I'm curious, but I mean, that's kind of is what it is with that. But I'm trying not to, I'm trying to bring it into perspective as far as, you know, judging a big budget of something where you have a team of writers and people who should know better, and then, you know, scaling it down to somebody who, you know, kind of did a lot of the work themselves. And maybe some things were just lost along the way.
Yeah. So how do we feel about stars?
Okay. Well, I try to give everything, whether it's big budget, low budget, this or that, I try to give everything the same type of thought, same type of review, same opportunity for more or less stars. So I'm going to go with, you know, judging it based on overall experience. I have a lot of questions that weren't really answered, or I don't know if I answered them. I may have answered them, but I don't have any way to really confirm it. So, it's tough because I'm trying to also take into account that this could be a first film type of thing. And, you know, it's, you kind of got to give a little bit of leeway because you're not, you know, multi-million dollar budget with a team of people who are supposed to save you from yourself
yeah.
in certain aspects. So, boy. Tough one. I'm struggling with this one because I'm teeter-tottering between 2 and 3, to be honest.
That's where I am too, so.
Because I kind of want to give it a 2.5 because, which we don't really do
allowed.
Half stars, so
no,
like,
no,
I
mean, we cheat and we do the light and heavy and, you know, that.
Yeah,
but.
So I'm gonna give it I'm gonna give it a 2, but it's more of like a light 3. I gotta give it a solid 1 because we don't do half stars here. But so I'm gonna give it a 2. I am not discouraged from seeing anything else from this director. Like, I would be interested. Honestly, I'd be interested to hear his thoughts or his version of the story, or like his own synopsis of what it was supposed to be, like a full spoiler kind of synopsis of the story, because I would like to know where it is in it, and it could go deeper. So but also because of the issues with trying to know what we can connect to, I do have to drop it a bit. So I would say it's a 2.
I think I have to be in the same place. Like, it's somewhere between a 2 and a 3, but it's not allowed. So I'll just say basically the same thing as you. But for sure, like, if you want to tell us what you meant, we would like to know. And also let us know the next time you make a film, and we're interested to see that too. Because we're
absolutely. I'm not discouraged from seeing anything else from, because I kind of like the quirkiness of there being a possibly deep thing to it, and then blended with trying to be comedic. So it's like the
it's such a hard balance to get those. So
it is. It didn't movies like that. So I'd be interested if this is the mind. Clearly, it's the mind of this director, because they wrote it and directed it. So like this type of style, this is what they want. So like I see what they want. I don't think it was executed very well in this aspect, but
try again.
I think it could absolutely be better, because like they're on the right track of making a film that I would really like, because I'm into those films like that where they kind of take an unconventional direction with things, where there's this gore, but then she's talking to the dead body, like not even just like, what did you do to me? Like they're just like, hey, what are you doing? Like, why'd you do this? Like,
hey,
you know,
I
like
off
that
my head, but you didn't do a very good job of it. He says so. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh man, that was a real clean cut or something like that. Like, so I like the dry type of humor we were kind of getting into. And so it's like, I feel like the rough building blocks are there for this director writer to eventually produce something that's polished and a full thought. And so I'm definitely interested to see what else comes from this person. This does seem very early on in what they're putting out.
Yeah.
Because I don't really see any other credits with that much involvement in a film. So really be interested to see how they grow and the next thing that comes out. But, you know, it was a little bit of a miss this time, but that doesn't mean they can't come back.
Yeah.
So
and we're always interested to try new things from new people. And things from
yeah, and the
small
biggest thing I want someone
interesting films.
I want someone to redeem themselves. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to just shit talk a movie and then have them, you know, be like, okay, I'm never gonna watch any of them from again. Like I want to see the next thing and be surprised by it. Like I want to watch it and be like, okay, here's where it's at. Okay, they really found their voice this time or something like that. So I would really want to see the improvement or the honing in of the skills. So like so it's interesting that we have someone who's presenting this type of film really early on, which I mean, you can look at the biggest people now, like the biggest, you know, blockbuster people, and then look at their early work and you kind of see similar patterns. So, you know, you see that all the time where they have films that they don't even want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, So I don't think this is a necessary like projection of like the trajectory of how the future films are going to be. So, but I'm interested to see this type of mindset play out.
Yeah, James Cameron doesn't like it when you bring up Piranha 2, though.
So. See, and this could be one of those films that there could
be
some
really
great stuff
from. Well, this is way
better
than that. Like, see, the thing is that even if you just look at the last one that we the one before the last one that we did. It was also like, let's try to get away with an unexpected having to murder someone. We didn't care about any of those characters. We hated everybody the whole time. We wanted them to get caught. We weren't interested in the questions. Like we hated everything about it. That isn't the case here. Like we're interested enough in the things that aren't pulled off completely that we still care, like we want to care, and we're way more interested than we have been in many other things. And even if you look at bigger, like, do you remember the movie, it's one of the Pierce Brosnan movies, the one that was called Nomads, where he has the like French accent and he like there's like some mystery that happens to him. And like, that's kind of, you know, there were a lot of questions that were unresolved in that. And you especially hated that movie. So we did. It's not.
No, I've given way bigger films way worse reviews.
Yeah.
So and
don't be discouraged at all that you didn't totally pull it off, because you still.
I mean, no, people rarely do their first time.
Yeah,
I mean, it really, or in the early year, even if it's not the first one, it's just the most widely known early thing. So that's normal. So I'm not completely written off on that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We'll see.
Keep trying.
I
we want to see what happens.
I assume there's going to be more. So
Yeah, well, yeah. And, we're a little bit down on it, but, like, it did win a couple of festival awards, and it's, like, some people like it, and there's a fair amount here, so it wasn't like it was just an abject failure, and we'll never hear from him again, hopefully, so.
Right, and, although the questions I had throughout it and, like, waiting for certain connections, I didn't grab the remote and check how much time was remaining, which does happen a lot on films where I'm just like, okay, how much more do I have to sit through?
Even
like I'm already done.
Even being not that long of a film, like sometimes that doesn't matter. It's still like it's been 20 minutes.
It could be
minutes.
An hour
how
and 5 minutes, and I'm
this?
Like, my God, there's a half an hour left.
Yes,
you know. So I didn't do that. So yeah, no. Definitely not on that part of the scale. You know.
And it
so.
Seems like it was an ambitious, complicated thing. There's all of the, like, what's going on with the black and white and the color, and there's history that we don't know about, and there's heavy implications of things.
So
it was a complicated thing, so that even to pull it off as much as it was is still not nothing.
Yeah, no, there are way worse ways to start off, so I think there's a direction here, for sure.
Keep us updated.
Yeah.
And that's all we have to say about Nicole. We'll see you next time.
See ya.